Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
That's another day here on Joy 94.9. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. It is 8:15.
It's a great day today because it is the second day of spring. The sun is out so early. And we are launching the new Hump Day Crew segment, Hump Day Health and Healing, where we focus on body, mind, soul and spirit. And today we'll be focusing on body and how winter's over and spring has started and how important it is to keep our energy levels high so we can make the most of the sunny weather. And joining us is Chris Gregorio from Metro Body Fitness. Hello.
Good morning, Ginny. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm actually really excited about today's segment because we're talking about energy. Now, energy levels during winter generally are quite low due to lack of vitamin D and sun rays and that kind of thing. And one thing, the way I see the body is your body is a vehicle that takes you from A to B, and it's best to look after it as best as you can. So when it's spring and from winter, what are some ways that we can help coax out that energy so we can get the best quality of life, really?
Sure. I think if you look at some of the basics that's important, really important in everyday life, really, and that's things like water, being hydrated. A lot of the time we don't drink enough water, and water is such a critical aspect for our body. Things like you need water to, really, you need water to survive, full stop. So at the end of the day, without water, you know, we can't really even effectively breathe properly. So things like your memory, things like energy, even lubricating your joints is something that water is essential for. So starting with water, and it's amazing how many people don't actually drink enough water each day. Things like coffee and other things that we drink are actually dehydrators. So, you know, by not being hydrated, you'll find that, yep, energy levels will be affected, your memory, migraines, there's a whole range of things actually that come into it. But quite surprisingly, and the people that that I train and people that I work with to help with, whether it be, more healthier, fitter bodies, etc., and people that wanting to lose weight are saying, oh, look, I'm trying to lose weight and I'm da-da-da-da-da. And I say, well, how much water do you drink? And they really don't drink enough water. So what's happening is the body is retaining all the fluid and fat cells that it can as well to actually, it's more a survival mode.
Chris, I'm interested. How much is enough water?
Well, they say it varies, but eight glasses a day.
Eight glasses?
Two litres is for a general person. So sitting in an office environment, even sitting in Joy Studios,
yes, yeah,
air conditioning, it's another form of dehydration.
Yep. So everyone should keep drinking water. And you say that it releases chemicals and hormones, it increases the blood flow, it actually aids you in purifying your body.
True. And one thing to point out as well, if you're doing some exercise, if you're doing any type of activity where you're going to raise your body temperature, and obviously the most one is if you're going to sweat or perspire, definitely increase your water intake. So you're looking at 10 glasses.
And is it better to be drinking that throughout the day consistently, or if you,
do 2 litres in one?
Is there a cut-off date?
So as soon as you wake up, reach for 2 litres. No, actually. Definitely throughout the day is great, because as you progress throughout the day, you're going to be consuming. With every breath, in fact, you're actually exhaling a little bit of moisture.
Wow.
So stop breathing.
That's Chris's tip for hydrating yourself. Stop breathing.
So next time you're in the car and the windows are fogged up,
quality of life.
Reach for some water. Yeah.
Now, Chris, a question too. Water is actually, you can actually get water from vegetables. So if you do eat a lot of vegetables and you drink a lot of water, is there a way that you can counterbalance the two? Because they say too much water isn't actually good for you either. So how do you find that balance?
Too much water is true. The actual standards that they come up with, where they say 8 glasses of water a day, takes into consideration an average type of diet.
Mm-hmm.
So, with vegetables and with food, because, let's take meat, for example, that's about 60% of water.
Mm.
So, taking food into consideration, still, you'd want to have 8 glasses of water.
We actually have an SMS just come through. Maybe we can answer this straight away. Are herbal teas okay in the place of water?
Sure. Well, nothing beats pure, clean, fresh water. Some herbal teas that have caffeine, definitely not. However, if you're going for a nice herbal tea that's like a green tea, some green teas can even do have caffeine. No, not really. You'd want to. Yeah. The best thing for your body in terms of hydration is nice clean water. It basically accepts it very quickly and requires virtually zero energy to change it into a format that it can actually digest.
I know some people actually struggle with just drinking straight water. They say they don't like the taste, or it's boring or plain or anything like that. Is there anything they can spice it up with that would help?
Gin.
And we're talking about the drink here, not me.
Well, actually, I think, as I say, plain fresh water is really the best thing for you. So you may try something like mineral water.
Tonic water?
With some gin.
So let's talk a bit about yourself. I mean, you're obviously a personal trainer.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and you've got your own personal training business at the moment. And whereabouts are you based?
Okay, right in the heart of the city. So actually about 5 minutes from Joy Studios.
Okay.
So it's in a nice location. And
And do you tend to sort of use lots of weights and sort of machines?
Yeah, well, actually what we've done is I've looked at what works, you know, as human beings, you know, we haven't really, you know, if you look at evolution, I don't think we had, you know, scary machines and big crazy things in the past, how we've evolved. So what the studio is comprised of, and it is quite different to the average place, is we have Russian kettlebells, which are a gorgeous looking things. They look, the biggest one's 64 kilos and it looks like a Mickey Mouse head. So it's this big round ball with a big sort of ears on the top of it, and it's pretty heavy. But so you walk in the studio, there's a mini trampoline, there's a heavy duty trampoline, there's things like certainly the kettlebells, there's a whole range of, we have some free weights, but we also have a lot of things that would be about you exercising using your own body. Suspension training is another one, actually, which is a couple straps that hang off the roof that you can do virtually every muscle in your body with.
Wow.
So strength training and isometric training, very powerful for people that want to increase their energy but don't want to actually grow in muscle size. So, you know, say for ladies, you know, that's a popular one, and certainly for some of the guys, but certainly for growing your muscles as well. There's some amazing stuff you can do with your own body and a little bit of weight. You just, the best workout of your life.
And I believe you've got a good testimonial from a client that's in Mecca at the moment.
Yes. It was, I had to text one of my clients, and we're preparing and coming into summer, and I sent him a text saying, "How's your pre-summer body going? How are the boys accepting it so far?" And his response was, "They love it. They all love my body." He says, "Great work."
You know you're a PT when you get that kind of text back.
I love it. Well, I said, "Man, that's too early." I said, "You got to give it a chance." He's very happy. So, and the work we're doing there is all about compound and sort of exercises that is not about, it's a different style of exercise, and it really works.
If you want to look great and feel great by Chris, you can check out his site, metrobodyfitness.com.au. You could be sending him a text about your pre-summer body and be very happy with it. Or the number is 9642 4421, or check out metrobodyfitness.com.au.
Chris, thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.